Well, thank you all very much. Can you all hear okay? Good deal. Usually I say that we're not a church, we're not taking up collection, and the front row would be empty, but today it looks like, gosh, everyone is here today. So anyways, we hope you enjoy this. As noted earlier about Facebook, unfortunately, we can't rely on the Courier-Journal anymore to get the news out about these events. And so as Locust Grove has done, as I have done, we've gone to social media. I know everyone hates Facebook now, but unfortunately, that's the only game in town anymore as to how to get the word out. Some things about what I do for my day job. This is my firm that I work for, JRA Architects. We do a variety of things, as you can see. And these are some of the projects that I have done. I basically am a healthcare architect. I do a lot of clinics, hospitals, things of that nature. And this is a project I did at East Broadway a year or two ago. This is at the Veterans Medical Center, if some of you all have been up there to see that. This is out at Hardin Memorial Hospital. We do a lot of work there in Elizabethtown. I do know where the bodies are buried at Cave Hill. And do know where George Rogers Clark is buried at Cave Hill and the other Clarks. Well, anyways, our tour season begins late April. You can get on the Cave Hill website. The tour links are already up there. You can find out more about what we are up to. Our Twilight Tractor Tour is always very popular, and it may already be sold out. We have a lot of folks wanting to do that. It's a great way to see the cemetery, especially at night. And then I do have some books for sale, and Locust Grove will be benefiting on these as well if you purchase any afterwards. Haunted Houses book. And my brand new book that just came out a few weeks ago, and they're at the gift shop out front here. It's called Louisville Sites to See by Design. It's an architectural and history guidebook of the city, 1795, and you name it, I put it in there. Locust Grove is within it as well. Tell you how to not get lost in Cave Hill Cemetery, talk about the bourbon distilleries, all that sort of thing. I throw in some ghost stories. So Louisville Sites to See by Design is now out at the gift shop. I'm with the Louisville Historical League, and likewise, we have a Facebook page. And so here's what you actually came to hear and see. By the way, if you can't hear, raise your hand. And if there's problems seeing, just let us know. So anyways, you're here to see Louisville then and now. So there is then, there is now. So we'll see how, I'll show you again. Then, now. By the way, how many of you are not originally from Louisville? Oh my gosh. Okay, I was going to do it the other way around. I was thinking there would be more people here that were originally from Louisville. Well, anyways, so you not from Louisville, you're going to see a lot of scenes you've never seen before. Okay, interesting. Okay, there's the canal then. There it is now, as most of you know. By the way, you can drive across that little bridge that goes across the canal. If you've not done that, it's a great sightseeing expedition to do. You can go over to Shippingport Island and look around if you'd want. And of course, the reason why we are here is because of the Ohio River and the Falls of the Ohio and steamboats. And we are still a logistics hub. Of course, we had the L&N Railroad, and now we have UPS. So logistics plays a big part of Louisville, and it's always been around. There's the Idlewild in 1914, which became the Avalon in 1948. And, of course, is now the Belle of Louisville. Hopefully everyone is familiar with that transition. The waterfront back in the 19... In fact, I remember this vividly, even into the mid-1980s. Late 1980s, it looked like this. That's what it looks like today. There's another photograph of it. I'm not sure if anyone, you're not from Louisville, were here back then, but I remember dodging all the scrap piles and the sand piles and railroad tracks. Now it looks like this. Vast improvement, I would say. This is a Louisville 1968. This is the downtown area that you're looking at with the steamboats down below there. Everything in yellow there has been demolished. We have wiped out most of the central business district there, at least the northern part of the central business district. Actors Theater is still there. This is a West Main Street in the 1860s. If you keep an eye on that one building there that I've circled, that is it there. That's what it looks like today. So I can go back to that real fast. It's kind of show you the transition. That's the old Silbach Hotel there on the corner of 6th and Main. This is a Jefferson Street looking west from 5th Street, then, now. So you can kind of get a view for what's happened. Southeast corner of Jefferson and 2nd. That's Christ Church Cathedral that I just circled there. What it looked like back in, this was probably even into the 1990s it looked like this. City Blueprint Company. It's what it looks like today. It's the Love Boutique. That's an interesting transition, isn't it? This is a 4th Street looking north from Jefferson. Notice that one building there. That's what it looks like today. Again, 4th Street looking north. Kind of a canyon now. This was what I call the Lincoln Building. Other people call it the Washington Building. Very stately design by the firm of McDonald and Dodd back in 1906. It's what it looked like at street level. Very ornate, decorative building. It's what it looks like today. Yeah. So you can kind of get a view. Yes. Very horrible then and now, isn't it? I call this one of the worst buildings in Louisville, by the way. I do not know the architect of this, and they'll remain anonymous. This is the Atherton Building down at 4th and Walnut. That's what it looks like today. They demolished it and put up the Meininger Tower. This is called the second Atherton Building. Believe it or not, we had two Atherton buildings in downtown. This one was at 4th and Chestnut. And it still stands there, but you would never recognize it because it looks like that. So you can kind of get a feel for how that changed.
How did they do that?
What's that? They just put this metal skin over the top of it. So that building still exists underneath all that. Yeah, I've always wondered if they could take it all. It would be nice for them to try to do that. It would be great. It'd be better, I would think. 4th Street looking north from Chestnut. That's what it looks like today. Yeah, not a very good transition there either. Yeah, that's the old post office there at 4th and Chestnut. There it was demolished in 1944. What it looks like now. So why would they have demolished a building like this back in the 1940s? Anyone know why they would have done that? Because they built a new post office building down on Broadway between 6th and 7th. And someone also told me just recently, I was unaware of this, but they also tore it down, they said, or rationalized it, because they needed the steel out of it for the war movement. They were collecting a lot of scrap steel, and this had a lot of steel in it, and they used it for World War II, which I guess kind of justifies it, but still doesn't. But anyways, they built a new post office is the reason why they got rid of the old. Of course. Now then, what was located prior to the Humana building being built? I wish I had, I should now have put up another photo because there was Ollie's trolley there previously, but actually this building was there prior to that. But the one thing I like about this is even though there's a nice ornate building on the left, what they did, they replaced one landmark with a new landmark, a building of an equal or better quality. And so whenever I argue preservation issues, I always look at what's being replaced. If they're going to tear down a historic landmark, then what are we replacing it with? Are we replacing it with something that adds value to the community or not? So if we tear down a historic structure and they're just replacing it with a parking lot, I say no, not to do that. But if they're replacing it with an equal or better quality building, I'm all for that. So that's sort of how I justify preservation nowadays. Oh, wow. That was really a then and now. You're going back way too far. That's like 250 years ago.
What did she say?
She said that land was owned by William Cron, who, prior to moving out to Locust Grove, lived there at that location. I had no idea about it. Was it a log cabin, I guess, back then, or what?
I don't know if it was a log frame.
But it had to have been a log cabin. Yeah.
Log frame, probably.
Wow. Interesting.
Of what?
Humana, that was Michael Graves. Michael Graves. Oh, that, most definitely, yes. Teller Drugstore here at Market and 3rd. And that's it today. It's part of the Marriott Hotel. A quick preservation story on this. The Marriott came to town, and they wanted to tear that historic building down. It's called the Coleman Building. And we horrible preservationists said, I don't think you should do that. The Marriott people set up a meeting with the preservation community and supposedly their architects. They had their architects coming to town. Hey, why don't you talk to our architects and see if we can work out a compromise in saving this building? Well, instead of sending their architectural team to us, even before that, I'm getting a little ahead of my story. Back in the early 2000s, there was this little internet thing called Google. Y'all may have heard of that. And I didn't know anything about Google, but I started Googling around. I was wondering, had Marriott ever done this elsewhere where they had saved a historic structure and incorporated it within one of their hotels? So I would Google like Columbus, Ohio, Marriott downtown, and sure enough, up popped a picture of a downtown Marriott with a historic building incorporated within it. And lo and behold, I found like 20 of these examples around the country that Marriott had done similarly. Well, anyway, so they sent these folks in to talk to us preservationists, and these three guys came in, three-piece suits, suitcases, everything, briefcases, and they set them down. They go, meeting's over. We're going to tear it all down. That's what they told us. And we're like kind of stunned, like there's no compromise. No, we've decided we're going to tear it all down. I said, okay, interesting. I said, y'all did it in Columbus, Ohio, St. Louis, Nashville, on and on, 20 examples, and then I pounded my hand on the desk and said, so you're telling me you can't do this in Louisville. And there you go. And it's on their and it's on their website. That's the image that they, now if you know anything about that Marriott, it looks like a stacked mobile home from the backside. But they show that as their image on their website. So we were fortunate to save that. There you go. 4th Street looking north from Muhammad Ali, Kaufman's. It's now, the building is still there, but it's kind of sheltered a bit. We've had various arenas here. We started out with the Armory and Louisville Gardens. Then we went to Freedom Hall. Now we're at Yum. A little then and now. Caden Tower, you may be asking, well, what's so famous about Caden Tower? Obviously there was a farm there previously, but prior to them putting this skin on Caden Tower, it looked like that. That's the structural system. They actually built the building from the top down. They have a huge truss system up top, and they suspended the floors below it. You can literally walk underneath this building to go inside it. Kind of interesting. And, of course, there. Most of you non-Louisvillians don't recall it like this, but us Louisvillians, we wish they could go back to that. That's when the Lincoln Income Life people owned the tower, and they were able to do all that. It's really great. Jefferson Street looking west from 3rd. So I'll look at that. We've lost a little character there, I see. 4th and Liberty. Yeah. Won't go into all of that. That was a big preservation controversy as well. This is an interesting photograph of Broadway looking east from 6th Street. Yeah. Broadway was one of the most beautiful streets of Louisville. Just phenomenal. The church that you see there, that's a former synagogue, and I think it was also a Methodist church, perhaps. But we had a lot of beautiful churches that lined Broadway, as well as houses. It looks like that now. Here's another view of it looking from 5th Street. That's what it looks like now. I got this photograph not too long ago. This is looking east on Broadway from Brook Street. That's what it looks like now. So I took this photograph. I was unfamiliar with the one church. I'm not sure, certain if this works. I can't do my little thing. But you see the little photograph there, and there were two churches there. The one on the right is the one I was most interested in. Of course, we had St. Paul's, which was another big preservation controversy, and hopefully none of you were from that congregation when we saved that building, because it was pretty interesting landmarks meeting that night when we did this. But anyway, St. Paul's, We saved that. They wanted to tear that down for a parking lot. And then this church here, which I had never seen before, and I was very interested in finding out more about it, but it was called the Broadway Methodist Church, I soon learned. But it was demolished in the mid-1950s and was replaced with what was called the Easter Seals Building. Now it's the Norton Cancer Center. So to me, they did improve upon it. They replaced it with a cancer center. It's a beautiful building on the interior there. And by the way, this church in the upper left-hand corner still exists in Asheville, North Carolina. The architect for this, getting his name off the top of my head, but anyways, he built a duplicate church of this in Asheville, and I've actually been to it. A Broadway looking, so it still exists in another city, I guess you could say. Broadway looking east from in 1927. And so basically, we've lost a lot of interesting churches in the way there. Some of y'all may be Second Presbyterians, and of course you may know that it was at Second and Broadway. It was destroyed by a fire. The Louisville clock. Some of you non-Louisvillians may not remember this. Then we actually had it reinstalled down at Theater Square from 2012 to 2015. And unfortunately, it didn't last there either. So the city took it away. So that was Theater Square in 2016. Then they demolished everything, and they built a new Kindred headquarters building there. So I'll just kind of go through that real fast. Some of you, so the clock, the Theater Square, and now it's that. So, where is the big clock? It's in a warehouse. And it will never, Humpty Dumpty will never bring it back together again, I don't think. It's put away for good. A soldier's confectionery there at 4th and Broadway was replaced by a great landmark, Brown Hotel. Then we have the JCPenney's there at 4th and Guthrie, which was turned into an office building. Then everything was demolished in that area. And they're building this huge residential complex down there, which to me is an improvement because if we can get more people living downtown, it helps retail, it brings more people, helps rejuvenate downtown and the historic buildings there. So I'm all in favor of this. Shopping in downtown. Some of you maybe remember Bacon's Department Store in Levy's. And nowadays, we all shop in the suburbs. Or in fact, that's even old. I need to put up Amazon now. Everyone, that's not even current. It's really Amazon that everyone shops on. Stewart's Department Store. It's now the Embassy Suites. I've actually stayed at the Embassy Suites, and they've done a very nice job on the interior of this. It's beautiful. I do think we can do without the CVS Pharmacy there on the corner, but some of you may remember the window decorations that they would do at Christmas time. Just phenomenal. Bear Fabrics. How many of y'all remember bears? How many of y'all miss bears? That's what it looks like now. They took it out when they expanded I-65, and then they built Angels Envy distillery there. The original Bacon's Department Store, a lot of y'all aren't familiar with this. This is on East Market Street, opposite that McDonald's that is there at near Preston and East Market. Then it looked like this for many, many years. Then they started to renovate it. And it looks like that now. That's an improvement, don't you think? In fact, I do business with that engineering firm there in the lower level there. Iroquois Shopping Center. I don't think it's improved any. This is at the Baxter and Bardstown Road. Now, I think there's a Starbucks there now. Bashford Manor. When I was growing up, I always thought Bashford Manor was a shopping mall. I had no idea there was actually a house there by Henry Whitestone, in fact, designed that. Of course, now that's what it looks like. I think it says there are 3 Kentucky Derby winners that were bred at that farm. But it's a big asphalt parking lot now. This is at the Frankfort Avenue, Lexington Road, and Shelbyville Road, the heart of St. Matthews. That's what it looks like today. So Gerstle's is still there. And the bill, by the way, the billboard is still there as well. Look, see the big Ferris billboard? It is still there. And then they, the former White Castle. By the way, for y'all not from Louisville, you may know this, the designated Louisvillians always reference things that are no longer there. We always say, by the old Sears store, by the old White Castles, the old Bacons. We always reference things by the what's no longer there. They're building this huge bank that's there. Have you all seen the new bank structure going up? It's going to look like this. I think it's a little out of scale, don't you think?
Oh.
Agreed. Shelbyville Road, then, this is April 5th, 1959. That's, 60-some-odd years ago. The Mall St. Matthews had yet to be built. That's what it looks like today. I think it's expanded a bit. Some of the things are still there. Frisch's, by the way, Frisch's is still there, believe it or not. Look at this on the old. Frisch's was there. Frisch's has survived all of this. Kaufman's department store. It's now a Dillard's. I guess it's still Dillard's. I don't shop out there. I guess it's Dillard's is still there. Going to the movies. We used to go down to the theater district. Then we would go to the Showcase Cinemas. Now we go out to Tinseltown and other theaters. This was the Royal Theater at 18th and Broadway, which turned into Dan's Pawn Shop. Now it looks like this. I understand that big arched window is still behind that facade. Maybe one day they'll open that up. The Vogue Theater looks like that. They wanted to tear down the Vogue too, and we, horrible preservationists, stopped that. But they did turn it into a retail store. The Rialto Theater, everyone. Now again, you non-Louisvillians may not have ever gone to the Rialto because it was demolished, 50 years ago. What it looks like now, parking garage, although it sat vacant for many years as a parking lot. Showcase Cinemas, many of us have fond memories of the Showcase. That was really an experience when you went to the Showcase Cinemas. They had those rocking chairs and all that. It was really fun. Now, Showcase Cinemas is a Costco. It's where that used to be. Cave Hill Cemetery. If you look at that one monument there in the center, that was 1898. That's what it looks like today. Kind of filled it in a little bit there. Pryor's Restaurant, some of you may recall it, and this is really going back a number of years ago, Pryor's Restaurant. This was on Shelbyville Road at Hubbard's Lane. Then it was turned into an Arby's. Now it's a mini of Louisville. Miller's Cafeteria. Y'all remember Miller's? Then they took off the front of Miller's Cafeteria and turned it into a historic home, which it was originally. This was the Howard Hardy House. It was built in the 1830s. There were only three residential houses still existing in downtown Louisville. You have the Brennan House, you have this, the Howard Hardy, and you also have what's called the Old House. Those are the three last remaining of that residential district in downtown that was built in the 1830s. The old Cunninghams. There. Anyone remember the old Cunninghams? Anyone remember you didn't go there to eat, did you? I mean, a lot of bad things went on at the old Cunninghams. And we all, I went there. I had no idea that all that was going on while I was there at the restaurant. A lot of interesting stuff went down at the old Cunninghams. But the new Cunninghams is totally vice-free, from what I understand. And I think it's still there. I'm not sure. Is the Cunninghams, it may have closed. Is it then as well? Okay. The White Castles have changed a lot. How many of y'all like the concrete block White Castles? No. Still like the porcelain White Castles. The Kingfish downtown is now the Muhammad Ali Center. This was a pharmacy, I believe, in old Louisville, Brook and St. Catherine. That's what it looks like today. And what happened really, it had a big fire associated with it that demolished it mostly, but anyways, it still was such a nice building, and then it turned into that. Mammoth Life Building down on Muhammad Ali near, I think it's 6th or so, that area. Looks like that today. So they did a similar thing as the Atherton Building. They covered it up with an aluminum skin. This is Muhammad Ali looking east from 7th Street. You can see the Cathedral of the Assumption, the spire there in the center. That's what it looks like today. And you can see the cathedral spire in the distance there. So again, it was this. Now it's that. This was looking south from Market Street. You see the L&N building. By the way, that unknown church there, I have since found out, that's the old St. Mary's Catholic Church. I've since discovered what that church was. That's what it looks like today. They took out all of that district. Yeah. This is another view of it. This is looking northeast from Broadway area. That's what it looks like today. Yeah. Fountain Ferry Park. Although it's not, we Louisvillians call it Fountain Ferry. What is its real name? Fontaine Ferry, right? We called it Fountain for some reason. Then it became River Glen Park. Now it looks like that. Little change there. I went across the street over to New Albany. This is Pearl Street in New Albany. That's what it looks like. This was their, they had an opera house over there. Can you believe this? They had an opera house at New Albany. Looks like that today. What happened was they had a huge fire at the opera house, and they took off the upper story of it. This was a building on Pearl Street. It was a bank building. Then they turned it into this. Then they turned it into that. Then they started to renovate it. Now it looks like this. So isn't that an interesting transformation of this building? Wish they can go back to the original, but at least that's a little bit better. Of course, we had the Olmsted Parks then. And we have 21st Century Parks today, the Parklands at Floyd's Fork. It's David Jones there in the lower left. If you've not been out there, it's worth your while to go out there. University of Louisville campus used to be the House of Refuge back in those days. Then when William Richardson Belknap passed away, they took his inheritance money or his estate money and they purchased the House of Refuge for the U of L campus in about, what was it, 1919, 1920 or so is when they bought it for about $60,000, I believe. They turned it into this. That's 1968. That's it in 1976, and that's it today. The House of Refuge, there's several buildings still existing there from it. The old chapel building is still there. It's the Belknap Playhouse, it's called, and a couple of the other academic buildings there are from the House of Refuge still there. Locust Grove, 1922. Notice it has a little addition there on the side. That's what it looks like today. And you can actually see the shadow of where that addition was on the side of the building. 1911. That's what it looks like today. A little improvement, don't you think? That's the farm in 1949. And it really deteriorated a lot to so much in the late 50s and early 60s. I think it was almost at a point of no return, but thank goodness for a few folks like Sam Thomas and all that really came to its need, and now we have what we have today. So this is the skyline of Louisville in 1840. This is what it would have looked like when Abraham Lincoln was here. He came here in August of 1841 to visit his friend Joshua Fry Speed out at Farmington. So he would have come here and looked like that. Then it in the 1890s, what Louisville looked like. A little bit larger of a city. Then the skyline in 1922. 1940s. There, you've seen this slide earlier, the 1940s as well. 1950s. We're starting to see more and more parking lots, if you've noticed. More parking lots, 1954. Ooh, that's a little wild. 1963, a lot of parking lots now. And you can start seeing I-65 there being built in the upper right-hand corner. Was the bridge there yet? I mean, I know it was being built. Yeah. There is Skyline 68, 1970. You can see the Galt House being built there in the Belvedere. Oop, go back. Then in 77, we had a little winter storm back then. And you could literally walk across the Ohio River back in those days. And what it looks like today with the new Omni Hotel that just went up. It's right there in the very center. And also, it's come a long ways in the past, 200 or so years? What would it be, 240 years, I guess, since 1778, 240 years. Cave Hill Cemetery. It may actually look like that today. With the ice on the lake and the snow. I think it may look like that in the morning, in fact, after what they're forecasting for this evening. And hopefully what it will look like very shortly. And we, like I said earlier, we do have the Cave Hill Tours upcoming here shortly, and you know, on the website to find out more about those. And I do have books after this, and so do you have any questions about all that? I went through that kind of quickly, but anything that I missed, any recollections or things? Yes?
Has any town in Kentucky done a good job with their preservation?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, my little teeny hometown of Stanford explained itself in a pretty amazing way.
Well, Danville, I think, Danville. Okay, sorry. She was asking, has any other town in Kentucky sort of been preserved or revitalized or saved their downtowns in a good manner? Shaker. Although we had to rebuild Shaker Village, I know that was a reconstruction. But Danville, I think, somewhat has. She was saying Stanford is where you're from, and it has preserved. Any other small towns in Louisville?
Bardstown,
that's a good one. Shelbyville,
Madison, Indiana.
There you go. So there have been some that have done fairly well. Yes, over here. There was a what? Yes, porn pennies. Yeah, there was definitely a pennies on 4th Street. Definitely, yes. And you saw it there. Yes, right here in the center. I'll get yours. Correct.
Do you know what it is?
What Miller's Cafeteria was or is?
What
or
it is now.
Yeah, well, they took off Miller's off the front. Now it's called the Howard Hardy House, and it's part of Christ Church Cathedral. I think it is. Did they sell it? Did they sell it, or is it still part of Christ Church? I know Christ Church Cathedral did the renovation to that, but I guess it's still there. Who owns it? Yes, Dee, in the back. Oh, sorry, I should ask you. At least 20. Yeah, I do not know. I take it the family that owned it still owns it. Does anyone know any more about the old house? No? Yeah, it really should be done with something. It used to be a restaurant and did a fairly decent. I ate there a number of times. But yeah, to my knowledge, it's just been been mothballed there. And we see you've had your hand up.
Just to answer mine, I was going to ask about the historic houses downtown. You said there was three, the Brennan House, the old house.
And the Howard Hardy House.
I was going to ask about those. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Brennan House is like a little museum. It's it's only open on tour only. You have to make an appointment to go through it. It's still there. But as you know, anything about the Brennans, Thomas and Anna Brennan, they had 6 or 7 children, but the children had no children, which meant there were no heirs, there were no descendants. So when the last Brennan, Dr. Brennan, passed away in the early 1960s, all of their possessions remained there, all their furniture, their archives, everything, all their furniture, clothing, everything was left at that hotel, at that house. And it's like a minute, going back in time. It's a time capsule, basically. And fortunately, it's been saved in that manner. Very few historic homes still have all their original things of that nature. And so it's really phenomenal, a little house that's been saved. Unfortunately for the Howard Hardy and the old house, no, all their possessions are long since gone. But yeah, the Brennan house is phenomenal. Yeah, I'll just whittle way through here. We'll ask a few more, and then I know some of y'all need to leave. Yeah. Are there designs and bids for the parking garages for? Oh, you're talking about as far as when they build a parking garage, are there designs for those? Yeah, there actually are. Jasper Ward did some really nice parking garages, if you're familiar with Jasper Ward's parking garages. But for the most part, no, parking garages are pretty standard. Although nowadays, they try to put false facades on them, put brick and put openings and things like that to try and hide them a bit more. But yeah, you know, in the 60s and 70s, they didn't quite do that as much as they should have. Yeah. Yeah, I take it, Dr. Bill, is it Geist or Gist? Gist, is it? Dr. Bill, he's a dentist, and he still owns it. To my knowledge, he still has it. And I do not know if he has any plans of bequeathing it once he departs there or not. But yeah, it's one of the few presidential homes, although Zachary really didn't live there. His wife lived there most of the time, which, by the way, that's a great trivia question for Louisville. You know, we have a first lady from Louisville. What is her name? What is Zachary Taylor's wife's name? Now you should know back there. Yeah, you don't know?
You showed us a picture.
Oh, we got another question. Okay, yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Which one's that? That third? Well, let me answer the trivia question first. Okay, Zachary Taylor's wife's name was Peggy. Peggy Taylor. She was from Virginia, and she's actually buried there next to old Zach over here, just up the street here, off to the left is where old Zach is and Peggy. So we do have a first lady from Louisville. She doesn't get much acclaim, but we do have one here. No, he never really lived in that house because he was a soldier. He was always traveling. But Peggy lived in the house and bore, 5 of the 6 kids there or something like that at this location. So, yeah, she lived here. What's that? Yeah, the house is near the cemetery. It's just up the road here. It's not very far from where we're at right now. Yeah, he visited here. Yeah, he visited here at least 5 or 6 times that we know of. And so anyways, getting back to your question at the 3rd and Guthrie.
3rd and Liberty.
3rd and Liberty, right. Okay, you're talking about the old customs house.
It was the Kroger Terminal building.
Right.
In 1948, when the Courier Journal was ready to announce. So my question is, what can you tell us about that building?
Well, there were 2 Courier Journal buildings. The first, I think, was there at, right as you said, 3rd and Liberty, which I call the old customs house. It's a very stone facade with arched windows and all that. It's one of the oldest buildings in downtown Louisville. It was built, in the 1830s or so, 1840s, 50s, mid-1800s, let's say. And the Courier Journal was located in that. Then I think they moved just to the west there in what was then called the Courier Journal building. And we know it as the, not the Goodwill store, but what was that? Will Sells building. We would know it as this Will Sells building. It was a retail store, and it had George Prentice up above the entryway there. Is that the one you're... There's 2 of them there, Courier Journal building. One at 3rd and Liberty, and this one I'm referencing is 4th and Liberty. So one was brick and one was stone. Which one were you most interested in? The stone used to be a customs house before the Courier Journal moved into it. So anyways, sorry. That's correct. Yes, on the alley side there. Yes. Yes, up front.
Just with a letter to the city of Louisville regarding all of the historic statues and the houses. Mm. General testament and everything, and you're supposed to, it's a format for you to include a letter about how you feel about that. Mm.
She's talking about the historic statues and this whole movement about tearing down statues and all this. I mean, where does that stop? You know, 100 years from now, people are going to look back at what we're doing and find something faulty about what we're doing, and they'll want to tear down whatever we've done. So, I mean, you can't have a history revisionism, I guess. I heard out in, was it California? I just heard this last night that there's a statue on some land, and it used to be a Native American land, and they don't like that statue on the Native American land. They want it taken off. Well, if we start doing that, we might as well remove everything. Anyways, it's just gotten crazy all of a sudden, this whole history revisionism. And by the way, if you're interested in more on that dialogue, this coming Monday at noon at the downtown library, Dan Vivian, he's a UK professor of history, is going to be talking about this whole subject. So that's this Monday noon at the downtown library. Dan Vivian, he's going to be talking about history revisionism and all of that. He's really the best authority on this. Yes?
I can never find anybody who remembers the C-54 grill at Lexington Road or Grinstead Drive in Lexington Road.
Grinstead Drive. Oh, boy. Does anyone remember that? I remember the little Abner that was there and KT's. Kentucky Tavern and all that was in that location, but I don't recall no airplane fuselage.
Right across the street from KT's was there for
several
years in the late 40s, early 50s. Yeah. It was a greasy spoon.
Oh my gosh, no, I do not.
It was a C-54 that they'd taken the engines and the wings off and put it up on.
Oh, geez. Well, if I come across anything like that, I'll let you know. I've never seen that image. That's interesting. Okay. Well, anyways, it's a little bit after 2. I know a lot of y'all probably have other things better to be doing, but if anyone's interested in any of the books or whatever, the new guidebook that I've got is out at the front gift shop, and the other books are up front here if you all are interested. Y'all been a great audience. Thank y'all very much, and thank y'all very much.